Welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible reading plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for April 6th comes from Leviticus 9. At the end of Leviticus 8, after Moses had washed Aaron and his sons, dressed them in their priestly garments, offered all the necessary sacrifices, smeared sacrificial blood on their bodies, and sprinkled them with holy anointing oil to consecrate, that is, to make holy, Aaron and his sons in strict observance of the instructions of Yahweh, the priests-to-be had to wait 7 days until their ordination could be completed, according to Leviticus 8, verse 32. At the end of this period of waiting, on the eighth day, Moses calls Aaron and his sons forward again to offer their first sacrifices before Yahweh. Although Aaron and his sons had laid their hands on the sacrificial animals in Leviticus 8, it was Moses who actually offered the sacrifices until this eighth day, when Aaron and his sons took up the responsibilities of the priesthood in full. After making their sacrifices, Aaron lifted up his hands to bless the people and then accompanied Moses into the tent of meeting, and then blessed the people again in Leviticus 9, verses 22 through 23. At that point, the glory of Yahweh appeared, and fire from Yahweh consumed the sacrifices, indicating Yahweh's approval of his new priests and causing the people of Israel to fall down before Yahweh in worship, in Leviticus 9, verse 24. Aaron and his sons were duly ordained and installed to full duties as priests. But as I mentioned at the end of yesterday's meditation, the exclusive priesthood of the sons of Aaron was only a temporary arrangement. God eventually raised up a new priest from a different priestly line altogether, a priest who offered himself once for all as an eternal sacrifice for God's people. That is, God appointed his son to be our great high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, not Aaron, in Hebrews chapter 7. Furthermore, God removed the office of priest as a position of leadership under the new covenant. The only ordained offices of leadership in the new covenant are that of elder and deacon, according to 1 Timothy chapter 3, not priest. But that doesn't mean that priests no longer exist. Rather, God has commissioned all believers to serve as priests, saying in 1 Peter 2, verse 5, "You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." In the new covenant, we are called as priests to bring true worship before Yahweh. The sacrifice of praise, as is spoken of in Hebrews 13, verse 15, and also to offer ourselves to God as living sacrifices in Romans 12, verse 1. We do not and we cannot atone for the sins of anyone. Jesus Christ alone atones for sin through his sacrifice on the cross. But we are nevertheless called to a unique position of nearness to Yahweh, to worship him with our praise and with our lives. Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, would you take 2 seconds today to leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher? You can leave a review by visiting freedailybiblestudy.com/iTunes or freedailybiblestudy.com/Stitcher.